federal government's National Ice Task Force will begin its community consultation in the South Australian town of Mount Gambier today. It says it wants to hear firsthand the impacts the drug is having and how communities are dealing with it. Hundreds of people have been turning out to public meetings in the southeast region of Australia, worried about rising ice use in the area. Local police are also concerned about outlaw motorcycle clubs potentially exacerbating the problem. Natalie Whiting reports from Mount Gambier.
20-year-old Guy Kelly says it only took a month for him to go from recreational ice use to being completely addicted.
It all just fell apart. I lost my family, lost everything I had, job, anything that I had that was worth something was gone.
He was among a 200-strong crowd that turned out last night for a community meeting about ice in the small town of Millicent.
It's about taking a stand as a town to say ice is not welcome here, and as a community we're going to work together to minimise the harm it causes.
These meetings have been happening all over the region. Millicent is just 40 minutes from Mount Gambier, where the National Ice Task Force will hold its first community consultation today. Guy Kelly says accessing ice in regional areas of South Australia is easy.
It's like a mouse plague, just spread so quick. And everywhere I've been, from the cities down to towns of 500 people, it's only a stone throw away.
Authorities say methamphetamine use across the country hasn't dramatically increased, but more users are turning to ice, and the format is more potent. That's led to an increase in things like violence and hospital admissions. Ice use in regional communities is on the rise. Senior Sergeant Peter Brown is in charge of the Millicent Police Station.
It appears that there's been a focus from criminal groups who control the drug trade to target regional areas, probably because they're markets in metropolitan areas have become saturated.
There's also concern about the potential impact of outlaw motorcycle gangs in the region. The Hells Angels had planned to hold its annual general meeting in Mount Gambier this year.
Now, the community put a stop to that, they didn't end up going through with it. But it would appear that when outlaw motorcycle groups make those sorts of decisions, that they're trying to move into a particular area, and most likely that's part of their business plan.
I guess in the current situation with the use of ice, it would be a particular worry.
Yes, certainly.
Aside from the impacts of the drug, the National Ice Task Force will also be looking at treatment options. Guy Kelly says that's good to see. He's been in rehab for 4 months now.
It's a great feeling to be off. It just sets you free, yeah. Yep, it's great.
Former ice user Guy Kelly, ending Natalie Whiting's report.